Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 68.
This is a groove about those days when I first came to New York City, and everything was filled with possibility, endless mystery, and every night was a chance to meet that perfect guy.
The night came alive, summertime back in 95, the boys are looking cool. Sucking on Bud and shooting the pool. Oh my, here we go. Joe was in the front seat being a ho-ho-ho. Maybe I can find a man to dance. Get a little music, sex, romance. I want to party like a monster. It's gonna get my back up off the wall. Got all my dancing boots and ride tall in the saddle. To pieces, I'm not gonna fall. Get excited as we reach our destination. Pay the driver, fix our outfits, and step out into the night. I'm getting nervous, moving through this crowd of people. Anticipation of just what this night will bring. Doing the village crawl with my best friend Sean and a hoe named Joe. Sharing the mysteries and all the endless possibilities. Looking through this crowd of men, wondering if one of them will be my lover. Gonna be my lover. Gonna be my lover. Me short at the bar, sucking off six of nicotine and tar. Downstairs, drinking hand. It's a decadent disco wonderland. The music pops, Beatles jump. Joe was in the spotlight doing the bug. Maybe I can find a man to dance. Get a little music, sex, romance. Getting tired of the monster. Sean says it's time to crawl upstairs to the street and across it to a booth that's stonewall. Got on my hey, that's mine. I'm ready for some action. I know all the cruising protocol.
I know all the cruising protocol.
Get excited when someone returns a smile. I sit up straighter, he comes over. I just can't believe my luck. We start talking and I think there's a connection. But then Joe sits right between us and says,
"Hi, my name is Joe. You're cute. Wanna fuck?"
Doing the village crawl with my best friend Sean and a hoe named Joe. Sharing the mysteries and all the endless possibilities. Looking through this crowd of men, wondering if one of them will be my lover. Gonna be my lover.
He's kinda cute. Maybe he'll go out with me.
Gonna be my lover. Wonderland, come on, take me by the hand.
alive. It was summertime back in 95. Doing the Phyllis Rock, yeah. Doing the Phyllis Rock, yeah. Doing the Phyllis Rock, yeah. Doing it, dancing from wall to wall.
This show is brought to you by Xbox 360, Dead or Alive.
Four,
yeah. Okay, guys, this is the Nard. And over here on the other side of the mic
is Chuck.
It's Chuck. And over here beside me is
Johnny.
It's Johnny, okay. Yeah, while we're podcasting, Johnny is playing an Xbox game. Okay, so how are you, Chuck?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good. How about you, Johnny? How are you?
I'm doing really good here.
Okay. That's good. Ooh, Team Ninja. Okay.
So we're over here playing video games on a Saturday.
That's right.
Afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Waiting for Brett to get over here so we can eat.
And we're hungry. We haven't eaten yet. And where's Brett?
Brett, he has to do some errands before lunch.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, okay, so we're here, actually. This is it's supposed to be a Chicago
Bear Pride. A review of Bear Pride 2006. Okay. Bears doing tricks in 2006.
Okay.
Bear Pride 12.
You know, I don't have the pamphlet thing, I forgot. But you guys remember what happened then? We can just...
Well, started off, we got there Thursday, and they had a bear night at a bar called Touche, which is a little north of Boys Town, I think, in Chicago. And it was a pretty good night. It's a bear bar, a completely bear bar, because they had a flag in there and everything, and they were showing bear porn.
Ooh.
On the big screens in there. They had ButchBears.com had a thing there where they had some of their stars there, and they were showing their movies. And one of the movies was a sounding video where a guy put a rod down his penis and
sounding video?
Yeah, they put these little metal rods down the tip of their penis.
Okay, and then what happened?
I don't know. That's supposed to be pleasurable to him or something. It kind of looked painful to me.
I've only seen it in videos.
Yeah.
I can only hold videos.
And it was kind of weird because, you know, in Texas you don't get bear porn. You don't get porn.
No, not
in
at
a bar
all.
In Texas,
no.
You can't show nudity or anything like that in a place that serves alcohol. But this place, they were showing actual, you know, full contact porn, and it was a nice bar. The really big complaint that I had was when you ordered a shot, you got it in this small plastic thimble of a glass.
That small?
It was not thimble,
like
literally, but it looked like a children's medicine cap, the little plastic ones. It was tiny. And yet you still paid full price for it. And, you know.
How much are the shots?
I got a shot of Jaeger that cost like $6. It was literally something that was like enough liquid to fit underneath my tongue. Let's put it that way. So that was the first night. It was really packed.
Okay.
And then we went back, and then I think we called it a night after that. Friday we wake up and they had a casino trip going. And they also had a museum trip going.
Did you guys go into any?
No, we didn't go to any of that stuff. We actually went looking for a restaurant. And first Thursday we ate at Pizzeria Due, which is a part of Pizzeria Uno. It was good. Mm-hmm. So the second day we went to Giardelli's or Giordano's. Giordano's, yeah.
Giordano's? This is a t-shirt.
Giordano's is a pizzeria. That's the one we went to.
Oh, the second time we went?
Well, I went there both days. So the first day we ordered the deep dish Chicago-style pizza with the cornmeal crust and everything.
What's the difference between Chicago style and New York? It's New York
a thicker
style.
Crust. It's a lot deeper. It's in a deeper pan.
Oh, okay.
It's like a big pie. It's huge.
About this tall.
Huge.
This tall. They can see it.
Right? And they used corn meal on their crust. It was really nice. And so we did that. We went and ate. And then that's when you came in town, right, Johnny?
Yeah, I flew in Friday afternoon, and the first thing that we did was check in and then go watch
X-Men 3.
X-Men 3?
Yes, it's a very gay film, by the way, I think.
You went all the way to Chicago to watch a movie.
Yeah, with some other Houstonians and other people.
With other Houstonians, okay.
Yeah, Casey and Giles were there. You remember Giles from the Bear Watch
podcast? From Bear Watch podcast. Yeah, yeah. The episode 65, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Giles was there. Mm-hmm.
So we're watching X-Men 3. Very good film. Very gay. Not as much action as X-Men 2, though. Mm-hmm. With Nightcrawler. They lost Nightcrawler, which kind of lost it for me.
But the action scenes in the movie were awesome. When they did have action.
Yeah. When they did have it, yeah. See, that's the thing, when they did have
action. I still have to see it. Probably I'll watch it Monday or Tuesday.
Stay past the credits. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard you have to watch everything. Watch it at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an ending clip for about 5-10 seconds.
Yeah. Wow. So we did that. And then Friday night they had a...
They had a dance and the...